Next item is ordinance amendment to close the C1 district and create the CR1 district.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the ordinance amendment to close C1 district, create CR1 district, my motion is for deferral until we have a full commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance amendment to close C1 district and create CR1 district. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed. It's 2-2. Gentlemen, the motion dies. My concern simply is this, and I apologize to Mr. Gordy for not having thought sooner, but my concern is that if we continue to defer these things and defer them and defer them, that we're not going to get, that we're just impeding things. I don't know what Mr. Johnson's situation is. He wasn't here last time. He's not here this time. Feel that strongly, and then I would appreciate you saying so. Put it on the record. You may want to reintroduce that motion, and perhaps either Mr. Gordy or myself will reconsider. But we need to get on with the business of the commission here, guys.
What are you asking for? A motion?
Well, we need a motion of some kind because we your motion to defer died because it was a tie vote.
So right now we don't have a motion is what that means.
There's no motion on the floor right now. It's
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend that the county council not adopt the proposed ordinance to close the existing C1 district and create a new CR1 district. I don't support an ordinance that potentially allows 20 units per acre in a new zoning district.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of ordinance amendment to close the C1 district and create a CR1 district for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.